This message is brought to you by the Quality Measurement, NDT, and Vision and Sensors Conferences. The 2010 Quality Conferences will take place in Orlando, Florida at the Marriott World Center Resort from March 22nd to 25th. Educate yourself and invest in your career.
Hello and welcome to QCast. I'm Maggie McFadden with Quality. A few months ago, I spoke with Douglas Woods, President of the Association for Manufacturing Technology, about his time testifying in front of the U.S. Small Business Committee on issues and legislation facing manufacturers. I caught up with Woods again to see how the recovery was coming, along with his insights about green manufacturing and other topics. Woods begins by catching us up on the state of manufacturing since his time in D.C.
Well, it's been an interesting period. If you listen to the media, you would think things actually are going quite well. In fact, you know, recently MAPI's chief economist, Dan Mexworth, has mentioned from his perspective that the bottom was actually reached in July as far as where the recession is and how it's hit manufacturing, and that we've indeed had a couple of months of positive data in August and September. And durable good orders are up. The Purchasing Managers Index is over 50 for the second straight month. So there does seem to be a fair amount of positive signs that things are improving from an overall economy standpoint. But from an individual member company, we're not getting a lot of people who are jumping up for joy quite at this point. So while I think we have seen the turn in the marketplace, it's going to be a little bit of time before the capital goods, durable goods section of the market really starts coming back to where people can really see a pronounced difference in their order uptake and the employment changes that they would put in place based on that kind of an upturn.
What are you hearing are the biggest challenges to the manufacturers that you're in contact with right now?
I still believe that the number one issue that our members are faced with is the lack of credit. Yeah. Difficulty getting financing for their business, and I think this is going to be even more pronounced once things do start to uptick a little bit, which, you know, it does seem as though it's moving in the direction of starting to bottom out and come up. And as people start to grow their inventories and get their work in process going, they're going to need additional funding support. And while there has been a lot of talk of programs and more credit available through some of the programs the government's put in place, it's really not trickled through the banks to the end users. There's still apprehension to be providing financing to certain sectors of manufacturing, clearly people who are involved with automotive. But even in more general terms, it's as banks have now also tried to be a bit more restrictive on their financing guidelines, it's become hard to get the financing people need to grow their business.
What can manufacturing companies do right now, and I think we probably touched on this the last time we spoke as well, but what can they do right now to continue to grow and prosper in the current market?
Well, with everybody's sales, you know, clearly having been down for the last 6 months to a year, successful companies have really tried to spend some of their time focusing on R&D and product development. As people have gotten down to their core workforce and really tried not to reduce any further but still not had high levels of sales, they've been able to use some of their best talent to develop new products and new processes. And that's one of the best things people can really be doing, because as we start coming out of this, people are going to be looking for innovative new solutions, cost-effective solutions, and those people who innovated during this period of time and have new interesting products are certainly going to take the forefront from the buyer's standpoint when they start spending their money. You know, also, people have found ways to be much more efficient within their companies as they've reduced their workforces. So I think as they come out, you're going to find people that are able to be much more price competitive. So that's, I think, certainly going to help people be more successful. Finding what it is that their customers are really wanting to do right now is going to be the other key. Their customers, all of our customers, essentially have changed what they're doing because of this recession as well. And so making sure you align yourself to the repositioned customer. They might be changing the way they're working with their supply chain, changing the types of products, wanting more service-oriented partnerships with people, and so making sure you understand what it is that your customers had to do to realign themselves to be efficient in this recessionary period will certainly get you in the best spot to take advantage of their buying when they start up here.
Let's talk about green manufacturing. Do you think that there's a large future for this? Do you notice a large number of your manufacturing members involved in this industry?
it's certainly been one of the ones that have come up on the radar screen, and there are members of our association that are active doing a lot in some of the alternative energies, certainly with the battery technology, wind energy. The thing to keep in mind, it's much like the medical industry was a decade or so ago, in that it really was the hot spot, the place where we wanted to go, and you could have double-digit and or triple-digit increases in kind of their market percentage. But the fact of the matter is it's such a small percentage in the overall market that even triple-digit numbers of increase, it takes years before it would actually become 5 or 6% of the overall market for, you know, what we're doing, some of the areas of capital goods and machine tool and manufacturing technology. So it's something that we definitely see as a growth spot in the future. There's been a number of interesting things, both from gear manufacturing, composites manufacturing, that are used in the wind energy field, a lot of the technologies that we're doing in forming and sheet metal and coating, plastics involved in the battery end of things. So there are opportunities, and there are people that are starting to focus increasingly on it, but it's just not a large enough sector at this point to absorb the capacity that we'd like to be able to get from some of our traditional markets.
That concludes our QCast interview. I'm Maggie McFadden with Quality. For more information on the Association for Manufacturing Technology, visit www.amtonline.org. For more quality podcasts, visit qualitymag.com.
This message is brought to you by the Quality Measurement, NDT, and Vision and Sensors Conferences. The 2010 Quality Conferences will take place in Orlando, Florida at the Marriott World Center Resort from March 22nd to 25th. The conferences are filled with education and networking events, hands-on technology updates, real-world insights, and strategies. Educate yourself and invest in your career. Visit qualitymag.com/QMC for more information and sign up today.